Greetings, it's Maitri, Wabi Sabi Woman, coming to you on Sunday, the 26th of March, 2017, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It is a slow-moving, gentle sort of day. Noni spent the night last night after we had a wonderful dinner. We made shepherd's pie and watched a couple of episodes of The Crown, which we're totally loving, and there's only two more episodes left. We're going to miss this one when it ends. And we were up about 9 this morning. I had my coffee and she had tea, and we visited for a while, and then she left to go to work today, so I will see her again next weekend. She's coming by tomorrow to pick up some of the food that we made last night. She couldn't take it with her when she left. So I will see her tomorrow, but we'll be back together cooking again next weekend. I so love these weekends with a friend. They are just so special, and I feel so grateful. She is a dear, dear person, and we've known one another for 20-plus years. Our children are close to the same ages, and we both homeschooled them and knew one another in homeschooling groups. And through the years at the co-op and other places, but never really established a close friendship until in this last year. And it is just such a gift in my life. So she has gone on, and I am having a sleepy day today. I think I'm going to be, not very long from now, taking a nap with the pugs. They are here kind of sleeping and snoring, soft little snores here by my feet under my work table. But I think I'm going to have to be curling up with them and taking a nap this afternoon. I have been here at the computer since Noni left and trying to piddle around, catching up, answering people on Facebook and going through my email. And I have just spent a long time on Instagram, just scrolling, just in a meditative mood. There are so many people that I follow because I just love to see the art and gardens and nature. And I have a friend, Regine, whose life is like a fairy tale life. Her home is so full of color and just so beautiful, blues and purples and, oh my goodness, just everything. And there is a thing called local milk, and the most stunning photography and long entries about slow living and wabi-sabi and just many beautiful things. So it's just a slow, meditative sort of day. And I've been thinking about how my life has evolved. And it's very, very curious to me because even after the fire and after moving in here, back into the rebuilt house at the end of 2014, I started, even though there was a lot to work through and a lot of problems and issues that needed to be dealt with, I was painting and drawing and creating, and through 2015, I was making my zine, pastiche, which I did for a year, and I totally loved it, and the people who received it loved it, and it was very labor intensive and very artful, and I stopped doing it at the end of a year because while I had almost 100 subscribers, there wasn't really enough to keep that level of work and time involved going on. And so after I completed a year, I stopped that publication. And since then, I find myself in the mornings over coffee, coming to the computer, and most of my day is spent writing to people and answering them as they write back, thinking about what I want to do, the work that I want to do that I've talked about so much here. But all of those things that I have done, the painting and the drawing and the creating, I have all kind of come to a halt. It's as though my world has narrowed and gotten much smaller, and I hunker down in this small space that's like a little nest that I've created here where I do my work, and it's comfortable and cozy and safe. And I'm not sure why so much of the work that I've done and things that I've loved have kind of gone by the wayside. I don't garden anymore. I've talked about that too. Since I got back after the fire, being gone most of the year and the garden was mostly dead, and this time last year I had the house on the market and it looked like it might sell quickly, and so all of the garden art and statuary and little glass houses and so much that were out there, I had everything removed. So it was just an empty yard, because if I had had to move quickly, it would have been a terrible chore to try to get all that out of there. So I paid someone to clean it out. And my bird feeders have been hanging outside for months empty, and I've never cleaned them and filled them, and they're hanging there and they look so lonely without the visitations by the birds. And I'm wondering, what is this period of my life that has been reduced piece by piece down to the very small essence? And what is left is writing. And I wonder if that has to do with the narrowing of focus toward writing my book, that I had to peel back layers and layers to get to the heart of things inside. I've really been thinking about that a lot today. And it's not a sad thing. I'm not depressed about any of it. It's just curious to me because it's so unlike the way my life has been. So I think we are led in directions that we're supposed to go, and we don't even realize it's happening. And one day we wake up and look around and say, oh, look, here I am. And I'm trying to figure out right now just where that is. I'm wishing you a lovely Sunday. I hope you have a peaceful end of the weekend and a beautiful week ahead. And I will talk to you tomorrow.